Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, the music you're listening to is Follow the Sunshine by Xavier Rudd, a favorite song from my friend Amy Ball. Now, you can learn more about my friend Amy on her Instagram page, Amy Ball Photo. Oh, don't you love that song? I mean, first of all, I love the title, Follow the Sunshine, which is exactly what I know we're all ready to do. And I'm sure if you're like me, you're suffering from the stay-at-home blues and you're ready to get back out and about. And my guest today, Kim Hatcher with the Georgia State Parks, tells us all about what we can see and what we can do at the 64 parks and historic sites all around the state. Did you know it was that many? 64 of them. So let's join my conversation with Kim again, where she starts by telling me all about the cabins at the state park. And some of them are dog friendly, so you know that caught my attention. And yes, you heard me right, dog friendly. So if you are a person who has a fur baby that you want to bring along, I know you'll find that very interesting. So let's jump back into the conversation with Kim and get ready to make those reservations for our beautiful state parks. Here's my chat with Kim. So, Kim, thank you so much for staying with me. So, you know, when I think about going to a state park, I mean, I love going for a day trip, but staying overnight is always fun. And you mentioned the Yerkes, you mentioned camping, but there's also the opportunity to stay in some cabins at some of your parks as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your cabin experiences?
Sure. We actually have a pretty wide variety of cabins, anywhere from small efficiencies in one bedroom up to three bedrooms. One thing that I really like is the history in some of the cabins. So at Vogel State Park or F.D. Roosevelt State Park, some of those are the original cabins that were built by the CCC back in the 30s. But of course, they've been updated on the inside, but it's a really interesting history there. We've done several renovations over the past few years. In fact, we just opened some gorgeous new cabins at Red Top Mountain State Park on Lake Allatoona.
Oh, wow.
They're so pretty. And the ones at Fort Mountain up in the Cahoota, kind of near the Cahoota Wilderness in the middle of the North Georgia Mountains, beautiful cabins at Fort Mountain, Hard Labor Creek State Park, which is in Rutledge near Social Circle. They have renovated cabins. A lot of people ask us about bringing their pets.
Yeah.
So our campsites are dog friendly, and our cabins, every park that does have cabins has at least one, sometimes more, that are dog friendly. So you can make a reservation where you can bring your pet.
Now, you mentioned reservations. So I know during this busy time with people getting back out, reservations are probably definitely needed. But generally speaking, are reservations always needed for camping, the yurts, as well as the cabins?
Yeah, actually they are. We are very busy this year, especially, even on the weekdays. So I highly recommend making a reservation in advance, even if you're coming during the weekday. The good thing is we take them up to 13 months in advance. So you can start planning now for this October or for next summer or next spring. You could go ahead and grab the one that you like, and they're site-specific reservations, too. So if you have been going to, say, campsite number 64 at Vogel State Park every single year, and that's the one you love the best, you can actually reserve a specific site in advance.
Well, that's good to know. You can pick your favorite and kind of stick with it.
Yeah. And there's so much variety. Like Victoria Bryant State Park is in northeast Georgia, and just not that many people know about it. They have really nice hiking trails. Their campground has these really cool wooden platforms that you can put your tent on, and they kind of stick out a little bit over the sloped wooded mountainside. So Victoria Bryant's an interesting place to go camping.
And where is that one located?
It is in northeast Georgia.
Okay. I have not been to that one either. But that sounds like that would be a neat experience.
Yeah, it's a nice campground. And they have this creek, this little rocky, shallow creek that kids tend to play in a lot and cool off in the summer. They also have a golf course. Several of our parks do have very nice golf courses. Mm-hmm. So you could also, you know, older family members can go play golf while the younger ones go play in the stream.
And again, that's what makes our state park so nice, is because the family can go and everyone can have their thing to do that's their favorite, or discover something new even, and everybody can have fun. You mentioned though about the reservation. So is there a website, or how do we go about making a reservation?
You can go to gastateparks.org Mm-hmm. Or you can call 1-800-864-PARK, which is 7275. They can help you with a reservation. They can also mail a free brochure. We have a guide to Georgia State Parks that has lots of pretty color photos. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to go to the website and just click around. People are always so surprised when they see our map that shows the location of these 64 properties. And then when you click each park's page, like Victoria Bryant, which is in the town of Royston, you can see their photo gallery. So you can see those platform campsites that I was talking about. You can see the golf course. So I really recommend that people poke around the website a little bit and discover a new getaway.
Well, yeah, you bring up a really good point. I mean, that really is the best way to find a new park or learn about even more things that you thought you knew about a park that you've gone to before. Maybe you can find out something new, because the website is really great for that, because you do, as you mentioned, click onto each individual park's website and you can really learn so much about it and see exactly what the things are that you can do there. So that's a great resource.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Georgia, we just have so much variety of scenery in Georgia, and especially people who might live more in the metro area or in northern Georgia aren't used to going to South Georgia. They go to the beach and they tend to stay on the interstates and bypass those places mm-hmm. that are in middle and South Georgia. I mean, I really encourage people to get off the road and get out and explore, because personally, some of my favorite places to just kick back for the weekend or maybe go kayaking, paddling, and easy paddling on a lake are going to be in South Georgia, where you've got that Spanish moss, just different scenery, Blackwater Lakes. It's very pretty.
I agree with you. And then that way, too, it does feel like you're getting away. You're still in Georgia, but if you take about a four-hour drive, you know, you find different scenery, and you feel like you've really gone somewhere away from home.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really feeling the itch to get back out there.
Yeah, and we know that a lot of people that have chosen to stay home, you know, they've been kind of daydreaming about these future trips they're going to take. And our park rangers started doing these videos and lessons that we put online, so you can take kind of an armchair tour of some of these sites that we've been talking about and make plans for future travel.
Is there a website for that?
If you go to gastateparks.org, it's called eRanger. So you'll see a tab there for eRanger, and there are all kinds of videos. There's virtual field trips, there's lessons. Or earlier when kids were learning from home, we started this out primarily to help with the school kids, but we found that adults were loving them too. And so we've kept this up on our website. It's great for homeschool children as well.
Great for homeschool children. And like you just said as well, adults will like it for learning more about the different parks and things that they can do.
Yeah.
But I know there are ranger programs on site as well. So tell us a little bit about those and just what's going on with them.
Sure. So we have guided hikes, we have guided paddling, we have all kinds of ranger programs. And of course, we're still social distancing. So one thing that's new this summer is we're asking people to sign up in advance so that we can limit the number of people who attend each one. So we've got this full calendar on gastateparks.org that you can scroll and see different programs that you might want to get out and do. I really like a lot of the guided hikes because you learn so much more from the park rangers. Even if it's a park that you've been to several times, they might know something about the plants and animals or the history of where you're walking through that you might not have known.
Now stay with me, because that's not all. I had Kim with me, so I took advantage to ask all the questions that I've been wanting to know about visiting the parks. As I end this segment, here's another song for my summer playlist from my friend Tanya Parker. Now check out Tanya on Instagram at The Real Chic Life. Now this song is called Underdog, and it's by Alicia Keys. Now stay put, and we'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
She was walking in and she looked up and noticed he was nameless, he was homeless. She asked him his name and told him what hers was. He gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. One conversation, a simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers, trading at the bus stop, single mom.